Pelayot, Shin number 47, Avas Reim, the mitzvah of loving our fellow Jews. V'nei ha'odom oyev es atzmoy v'es benoy v'es achov v'nei sh'atev mechayvoy. It's a fact. A person loves himself. A person loves his children. A person loves his siblings. Because that's how the nature of how Hashem created us. By definition, we have a love for ourselves. We have a love for our children and our family members first. You know, I always say that if a person looks at a picture and he's told that he's somewhere in that picture. And it can be a picture with 5 people, 25 people. They look for themselves first. That's what we do. And I saw recently, you know, on the phones, you just take your 2 fingers and you like put them outward, and then you can make it like zoom in and you can see bigger, right? So I saw somebody recently. There was a family picture somewhere taken, and the person, you know, passes by, someone's looking at the picture. The person quickly takes their picture, their fingers, makes it larger. I look good, walks away. Okay? The person was happy, they look good, they walked away. They were like 10 other people in that picture. The person didn't look at one other person. And it was, I look good, fine. What are we concerned about? How did I look? Hatev mechayvay. However, legabi chaveiroi, when it comes to the next person, v'makim shesayved izleib seyde, and even more so, when there's a mindset that maybe if I'm involved with helping that person, I might have a financial loss. I might have to spend some money. I might have to exert myself physically. There's a natural tendency that says, let me keep my wallet in my pocket. Let me not get involved. I might have to exert myself emotionally and physically. And this is what we have to work on. We're learning this to come to tell us, no. We have to build in ourselves the same way if your brother calls you up, if your sister calls you up, if your father, if your son calls you up and says, I need help. Sure, no problem. We have to create that avas reim, that love for the next person. Then when they call us up and say, I need help, can you please help me? And by the way, now is not the time to become religious with them and say, Hashem will help you. That's not the time for it. That's not, yeah, you can give them a bracha, but you roll up your sleeves, and if you can help them, you help them. And if you can't help them, try to find someone who can help them. And besides the fact that it's a tremendous mitzvah, the Yitzhahara tells the person, you know, you might lose out. I just had a conversation with somebody about giving stock. He told me his friends tell him he's crazy. That's what he told me. His friends told him, he told me, his friends tell him, 10%? Do you really do that? You're not going to have enough. You're not going to have enough for yourself. And he's telling me these other people are financially doing great. You know, they're like fabulously wealthy. And he tells me that he says, am I wrong? I said, of course you're not wrong. You're doing the right thing. And I said to him, there's a rule. And the rule is as follows. A person never loses out when he does a mitzvah. Shoimer mitzvah, says the pasuk, lo yeda dvar ra. Shoimer mitzvah, person who guards the mitzvah, does the mitzvah, will not know any evil. But I told him as follows, I said, I want you to understand something. The Yitzhahara, after you do a mitzvah, imagine you go drive somewhere and you go help somebody. On your way back, you know what the Yitzhahara might do? He might give you a half an hour into your drive back, a flat tire. You know why? Because he wants to create a situation where you might now be mischarit, and you might say, what? Hashem, what's going on over here? I did this and I did that. I helped him out. And this is why you reward me. The Yetzirah wants to create in your mind a reason that even though he lost the battle and you did the mitzvah, but he's not finished yet. Now he wants to create a situation that you still lose the mitzvah. How? Because if you're mischarit, as the Gemara Kedushin says, if you're mischarit, you feel, now you get this flat tire. It's like, that's how you reward me? That's how you reward me? Or after a person gives a lot of tzedakah, and someone tells him, vinosnu, vav, nun, sof, nun, vav. You can read it backwards and forwards. It's the same way, because whatever you give, you get back. You don't lose a penny. And the person gives a nice amount of money, or gives $20, whatever it might be. And then you know what happens? He looks at the stock market. Oh my goodness, what happened here? I just lost some money. But I just gave tzedakah. How could that be? Vinosnu, vinosnu. A person will never lose. It might be short term. It might be 10 years. It might be something where the Yetzirah says, have charata, because I want to make sure you lose out on that mitzvah that you did. It was such a precious, beautiful mitzvah. But if you're mischaret, if you regret it, you're going to lose the schar. So this is what the Pel Yoetz is talking about with Mitzvah. We'll continue with this topic tomorrow. Where the person has to exert himself, whether it's physically, whether it's financially, whether it's for someone else who's not your brother. And as we said, when it comes to your brother, your biological blood brother, you definitely have to pick up the slack and help him out as much as you can. If he's your cousin, help him out as much as you can. And if he's not your cousin, and he's not your brother, as we said yesterday, ki kolanu b'nei ish echad nachnu, achim anachnu, we're all from the same father. As the Shvatim said, we're all from Yaakov Avinu. We are b'nei Yisrael, and that's why no matter who the person is, we have to make sure to try to help each other.